Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon. This edition of the Cards Cast, we're going to talk with offensive lineman, University of Louisville offensive lineman Michael Gonzalez, the senior who's been an impactful player since he first arrived on campus years ago. He's going to be a senior, going to be helping to anchor a real rebuilt offensive line as a number of transfers come in to bolster that depth chart with some depth and some experience. So we're going to chat with him regarding that and so much more here in a few minutes in the Cards Cast. Speaking of spring practice, it's right around the corner. March 19th, the Cardinals will kick it off. Later in the show, after I talk to Michael, I'll give the dates and times a little bit slower so you can write them down. But yeah, the program's going to have six open days for practice: March 19th, 23rd, 29th, April 4th, April 12th, April 19th. Of course, April 19th is the spring game. That one will kick off at 7 p.m. Currently, all spring practices are slated to start at 4 p.m. All of the open practices will be at 4 p.m. except the spring game. And then one on March 23rd, that one will start at 9:45 a.m. Again, I'll repeat the dates and the times and everything at the end of the podcast. If you want to write them down, or you can hop on to gocards.com. You can go to cardinalauthority.com and find them there as well. But looking forward to chatting with Michael Gonzalez about spring coming up, because like I mentioned, there's a lot of new faces coming to that offensive lineman. A lot of transfers, five of them coming in through the transfer portal for Jeff Brohm and his staff. So, it's an area where they want to make sure they've got the veteran experience to make the plays that they need to have the offense that they need to. And you really got to like, somebody like Michael Gonzalez, who, picked up a start his first year, his true freshman year. He logged a start for the Cardinals and has kind of basically been a stalwart for the offensive line ever since. He's played multiple spots along the offensive line, and he certainly is a guy that has a future playing the sport professionally at that spot as well. So looking forward to seeing how they all mesh, as well as his leadership and bringing them together. I mean, because he's the guy that's familiar with everything. So seeing how that group all comes together as spring gets underway is certainly something to watch. Under spring practice, once it kicks off again on March 19th, I tell you what, I can't wait. I'm always looking forward to spring football season. It's a great time to kind of get an idea of what the depth chart looks like. Best time to get your first look at the newcomers. And it used to be the freshmen coming in early, and then you start seeing more freshmen come in early. Now you've got all these transfers to take out and get your eyes on as well. So plenty of news and notes to be coming from spring practice, that's for sure. And that's not the only thing that's going to be going on for spring practice. As you're quite well aware, recruiting is going to be a hot topic throughout those weeks as Jeff Brohm and his staff welcome another number of prospects to campus. I'm sure new offers are going to be going out, and we'll have plenty of content and coverage regarding that. We'll talk to the players and the prospects after they visit, get their thoughts on their experience at the University of Louisville during that time as well. And, with spring practice coming up, as I mentioned, there's so many new faces to look forward to kind of see how do they mesh? How well are they coming together? How best does so-and-so skill set meet with Jeff Brohm's trying to do offensively? And One of the guys that, you know, there's a lot of guys when I look at this group of incoming transfers that, you know, I'm pretty fired up to look at and get my eyes on. But one that I'm really looking forward to is Penny Boone. Obviously, there's some empty spots that need filling in the backfield. Carrying the rock, and Penny Boone is certainly a guy that, you know, as you look at what he did at Toledo last year, a guy that certainly can be impactful. One of the top rated running backs in the transfer portal is coming to Louisville. So really looking forward to seeing what he does. And then, you know, at wide receiver, number of wide receivers as well coming in. And there should be some really good competition as guys push each other and try to make that first team and be one of those guys that gets a lot of balls in the offense this fall. So a lot to look forward to. Defensively, same thing. There's a lot coming in defensively. So really looking forward to seeing how spring practice goes. With that, though, let's do talk some spring practice. Let's talk some offensive line. Let's talk about Louisville football with Michael Gonzalez, offensive lineman from the Cardinals, senior offensive lineman Michael Gonzalez, joining us in the Cardscast.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Excited to bring Michael Gonzalez, University of Louisville offensive lineman, into the Cardscast with us. Michael, appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule with us. I know it's getting crazy. You guys got some football you're going to be playing here soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me. You know, time flies by. It's on my senior year now. I couldn't imagine it coming here this quick, but I'm excited for it. We're getting after it and ready for this
season. Yeah, it does fly by. I mean, let's kind of start there. I mean, I remember when you were committed, the whole COVID thing was going on, and so it was kind of weird being able to meet with people, but we were able to hook up before you came to Louisville, and we chatted about your goals and things like that when you wanted to come to Louisville. And one of the things that you said to me that jumped out is, and you often hear this from when they're getting ready to go to college, is, you know, I want to be able to earn time my freshman year. I'd like to start my freshman year if I can. And you know, a lot of guys, usually skill guys, can do that. Offensive linemen, it's a little bit more challenging. You got to Louisville and you did that. I mean, that was quite impressive about how quickly you came into the University of Louisville, and you had a goal, and you know, Virginia that first year, your number was on that first team depth chart.
Yes, sir. No, it was definitely a blessing to be able to come into the university and start my freshman year. I mean, all I can do is thank God just for leading me. And then it was just that mindset I had. I knew where I was working, especially during COVID. I was putting in that extra work to get stronger and get my mind right. And then once I got here, I was just attacked every day, try to make sure I learned the playbook as quick as I can, and then got help from everybody else. And so that was what allowed me to play early.
Yeah, I mean, it was impressive how quickly you were able to do so, and not just play early, but make an impact early as well. And, you know, so when you got to Louisville that first time, you have your, you know, I don't know, you're meeting the team for the first time, you're in the weight room or the first practice, whatever it is. Did you get a sense, okay, did your confidence rise? Okay, maybe I can do this.
Well, I mean, you know, that first week or so, like, we're in development lift, so especially the way that the strength coach that year, Coach Mike, had to set up, all the freshmen were together, so we were just doing baseline numbers.
Yeah,
I'm out there doing conditioning with the whole team. We're doing competition work. And I would say it was pretty tough at first, of course. Like, I was just really tired. I wasn't really acclimated to the work we were doing. But, of course, I was going my hardest, just putting in as much work as I can, going hard on every rep just to try and get better. And then just, I guess, my work ethic and just my drive was what was able to get me to the point I'm at now and get me to that point where I could play as a freshman.
Yeah, you know, now fast forward to the futures. Like you said, time flies by. You're a stalwart amongst offensive linemen. You've been there for basically your entire career and play in multiple spots. Have you enjoyed, you know, that part of your career, getting to, you know, play multiple spots on the line?
Yeah, I definitely say it's helped me a lot, that versatility. I started off coming out of high school playing tackle and then came in, and the way I got on the field was being able to play left and right, so I was able to rotate in there. And then the next year, I got to go into right guard a little bit, left guard a little bit whenever there were some injuries or just coach wanting to get me on the field my sophomore year. And then now going into this past year, being able to work left guard, it's just, I feel like it's been very helpful to play all those positions just for that experience going to the next level.
Now, you guys have spring practice that's going to be coming up soon. And when you guys get on the field, you're going to have a bunch of new guys with you. And as you know, it's a new world. It's not just high schoolers coming in anymore. Obviously, there's transfer guys coming in. There's a number coming in on the offensive line. Now, you know, going back to your freshman year, you're with a new guy looking to those older guys or the veterans on okay, this is what Louisville football is about. This is where, you know, this is how you find this on campus, all that kind of stuff. You know, now you got all these transfers coming in. How well is that mix coming in? Because they're not just freshmen. I mean, they're experienced veterans as well.
Yeah, no, I think it's been amazing. Like, everybody's meshed well together. Like, it didn't really take that long. I feel like O-line is a position where once you get around everybody's personalities just collide. I mean, we're with each other every day. We go watch. We do extra work together. We do extra meetings together. And it's just a lot of us are just close, like close-knit. Even if we're not all together, it's always like at least two or three O-linemen together wherever. So everybody's just building those bonds. The more and more we go into workout or we have these recovery days, Saturdays, or just hanging outside out of the facility, the more and more we get closer. And then me as a leader, I've just been trying to make sure I'm helping everybody learn the playbook and do that so they can attack the first day of spring ball head on.
There you go. What kind of stuff do you guys do off the field to form those friendships, those bonds?
Well, I mean, just like after workouts, like we get together, we do work, and then we go in the locker room. Every time we go in the locker room, like we got this one game we play. It's called Clash Royale. We got a few O-linemen. We play this game together. I mean, whenever we leave the facility, I know I done got with a group of O-linemen before. We play the Nintendo Switch. We play Mario Kart sometimes.
Uh-oh.
I mean, we just do a bunch of things trying to get to know each other. Of course, it's only been 2-3 months, so it's like you don't know everybody fully yet. But at this point, we all know. We got like a good grip on everybody's personality, and like everybody's cool with each other and just trying to get to know each other more and more.
As with spring practice, you know, basically right around the corner now, do you start to feel butterflies? Okay, we're about to get back on the field, because it's got to feel a little strange. You know, last time you were really out there was the Holiday Bowl, and you know, now here you got a bunch of new guys joining you. Do the butterflies start to spin when spring practice comes around?
I mean, there's really no butterflies for me. I'm ready to get on the field. I feel like last year was a solid year, but I feel like I didn't accomplish everything I wanted to. So I'm just excited to get on the field and show that I'm a better player than that and I can really dominate. So I'm just ready to go on the field and show how much I improved, how much my mindset has changed, and just how much more dominant I can be. So I'm excited to get on the field so I can really impose my will.
Looking forward to it. Again, we're joined by Michael Gonzalez here in the Cards Cast. You know, I don't know if butterflies is really the right word, especially for veterans, but maybe more anxiety, just anxious to get back out there again.
Yeah, nah, definitely anxious, though. I know, definitely anxious. I'm excited for it, for sure. It's going to be fun to see how everything ends up going.
Now, last year, obviously, when you have a coaching transition, you know, there's hope, but there's question marks. You don't know what's going to happen in that first year. Obviously, now that we look back on it, a fantastic year for you guys, finishing the season in the top 25, getting a chance to go out and play USC in the Holiday Bowl, playing the ACC Championship. How rewarding was that season for you guys, especially early on as you guys were stacking win after win after win?
Yeah, it was definitely an exciting season. I mean, just to see the work we put in to get to that point at the end, it was exciting. But I definitely have a bitter taste in my mouth the way it ended. Of course, nobody wants to end a season like that, losing to a rival, then losing the championship and the ball game. So it's kind of that bitter taste sitting in my mouth where I know it's got to be on me to make sure this team goes all the way and finishes it this time around. So that's kind of sitting with me. But it was definitely an exciting season. I mean, my favorite memory was just that Notre Dame game. Like, you can't make up that crowd and just the way this fan stormed the field. It was just an amazing time. But definitely honing in on finishing the season stronger and making sure I go out with a bang in Louisville.
Certainly had a good year, but it's great to hear that you're still working and focusing on improving as well. And you mentioned that Notre Dame game. You know, it's funny. That's one of those, one of those moments where, hey, where were you type of moments. And I suspect that 10 years from now, it'll be like the crowd went from like 50, 60,000 to, there's 130,000 people there and, all that kind of stuff. It was just one of those especially magical nights.
I compare that game to like the Wake Forest storm the field and that storm the field. And I definitely say that Wake Forest, it was cool, but like, it wasn't the same. Like that Notre Dame storm field, like, I felt like it was actually nowhere to go. Like, it was like people everywhere. So it was definitely an amazing moment and an amazing memory.
You guys certainly earned it. That was a big win, big game for you guys. You know, and looking back on that and the other experiences, you know, both the good and the bad, you mentioned losing to the rival and losing in the Holiday Bowl and stuff. Now that you get married to start practice and gearing up for 2024, what's the mindset with you guys around the locker room? Okay, we accomplished something in 23. Let's do something even more in 24.
Yeah, I definitely say the key word is finish. I mean, we did good the first half of the season, first half of the second half of the season, but that like fourth quarter of the season, you call it, we didn't finish. So it's been all about finishing. Of course, we have a lot of new guys in here, transfers, freshmen, trying to get acclimated to the playbook. So it's going to be about everybody learning the playbook and going out there playing as fast as possible. And it starts with knowing what you're doing because you got to know what you got to do to be able to play to your best ability. So that'll be the most important part, I think.
Yeah, and a lot of leadership is obviously going to need to be had, especially when you're looking, obviously you got a new quarterback that's got to, find a spot, whether it be a transfer or one of the guys climbing up the depth chart. You got some empty spots, in the backfield, a running back, some receiver spots to fill out. How exciting is that to know, hey, we're going to get some new faces in here and kind of rebuild this thing and see if we can reach our goals in 24?
It'll be fun. I mean, every position this year is going to have competition. And the best way to get better is to compete. So when you got somebody else working to take your spot or you got people trying to get better, it just motivates you to keep going harder. So I feel like everyone will just continue to get better, whether they were here before or whether they transferred in, because everybody knows it's only 11 guys on the field on both sides. So the best are going to play. So everybody has to be at their best every day at practice, trying to get better and attack the day.
There you go. And we're going to start seeing that here in just a couple of weeks as you guys hit spring practice and start becoming your best. Hey, Michael, appreciate you taking some time with us here in the Cards Cast.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me.
All right. We'll see you out on the practice field soon, man. Again, thank you to Michael Gonzalez, University of Louisville offensive lineman, joining us here in the Cards Cast. It's been fun to watch as he's progressed throughout his career, as you heard us talking about. Had a chance to travel and visit with him as he was finishing up his senior year in high school and talk about his future once he does get to the University of Louisville and to see how he's progressed kind of as he hoped and anticipated. So it's kind of been, you know, really enjoyable to watch as he has done that. And, you know, spring practice, as we talked about, that's right around the corner, March 19th, the start of spring practice. You know, get your pen and paper out real quick. If you haven't written it down, here's the dates again for the open practice dates. Again, March 19th, the first one starts at 4 p.m. You also have the spring game on April 19th. That kicks off at 7 p.m. So there's two of the six. On March 23rd, that's a 9:45 a.m. start. And then on March 29th, April 4th, and April 12th, those are all open. They all start at 4 p.m. Hope to see plenty of you guys out there. Love hearing what Michael Gonzalez had to say about spring practice, how he's ready to get out there and get on the field and kind of display how he's improved since last year. And you kind of like the motivation that he kind of talked about there, how he feels like he didn't accomplish everything that he wanted to last year. And so now he wants to get on the field so he can dominate. And he's excited to get out there. I like this. He's excited to get on the field so he can impose his will. Love hearing that from an offensive lineman. So spring practice is going to be here. Really excited for it. Always love football season. It's always football season, right? It is, especially in spring and the fall. But in addition to the on-the-field action, and now with spring practice going, there's going to be a lot of recruiting action kicking up again as well. A lot of visitors coming in. There's been a lot of prospects coming and checking things out on that March 19th day, that first day of spring practice. There'll be some prospects visiting for that day, and you'll see some, you know, coming in pretty much for all the open dates, I suspect, as well, and even some that may not be open to the fans. So, and we'll have all of that covered here at Cardinal Authority. Again, thank you to Michael Gonzalez for joining us. Quick little plug, with spring practice coming up, you're not going to want to miss any of the headlines, the interviews, the video impressions, the photo galleries, and the like. Go check out and sign up for the free Cardinal Authority newsletter. You can find it on this story, or you can also check it out on the homepage at cardinalauthority.com. But yeah, I'll include a link in this podcast story as well. But again, check it out at Cardinal Authority. Again, Michael Gonzalez, appreciate your time here in the Cards Cast. I am Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCann, and this has been a Cards Cast.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.